Segment 3. There's a saying, no news is good news. This means that whenever there's news, it's probably not very pleasant. However, media experts are concerned about the way TV news programs may be needlessly making news stories worse than they actually are. Reporter Mary Brown explains.
More people get their news from TV than from any other source, including the internet. However, TV news is aired by huge media companies that want to attract as many viewers as possible. Ian Adams, director of the media watchdog group Mindful Media, believes this is a serious problem.
Instead of informing us, news programs are being produced to shock and entertain, very much like Hollywood adventure movies. If we want entertainment, we should be watching movies and not the news. But TV media companies may as well be producing movies, since they dramatize events by highlighting violence and crime, usually at the expense of objective information. The catchphrase of media companies is the entertainment value of news. Why is there so much violence on TV news? Simply because it attracts viewers. And when more people watch the news on TV, media companies can make more money by attracting advertisers. But the TV audience, as a consequence, starts feeling apprehensive. We develop the impression that our streets have become battle zones and the world is falling apart. It's interesting that crime has gone down in most urban centers worldwide, but fear of crime has shot up. Paris, for instance, has among the lowest crime rates in the world. Yet in a recent opinion poll, Parisians considered crime to be one of their most serious problems. They have this unjustifiable fear of crime, since TV news, particularly on the private channels, is full of violence. And then there's this so-called war on terror, in which we are convinced there is a terrorist on every plane and around every corner.
Since TV news is so subjective and dominated by violence, does this mean we should stop watching it altogether? I mean, what's the point if we are not going to be informed?
Regarding anyone under the age of 15, the answer is yes. However, if your child insists on watching, then don't let him or her do it alone. Sit with your child and always explain that terrible crimes may happen, but they aren't something typical. Adult viewers should watch the news on TV no more than once a week, or even once a month. If you want news and you don't have time to read the newspaper or visit a news site on the internet, then listen to the radio. On the radio, you hear more balanced and objective reporting. The radio includes extensive commentary, explanations, or an analysis of the news. Radio news is less sensationalistic by definition. After all, TV is shocking because it uses shocking images. Radio news may report a violent incident, but the absence of images allows us to put the violence in a different and more manageable perspective. Radio relies on intelligent description and not on images. Since radio relies on the spoken word, we have more information than on TV. TV is meant to make us feel, but radio, like newspapers, is designed to make us think.
Thank you, Ian. After listening to you, I think I'm going to be turning on my radio more often. In closing, mental health experts recommend that anyone suffering from depression must never watch TV news. I think the reasons are obvious.
What appears to be the problem with TV news programs? What seems to be the main complaint with regards to TV news programs? 48. Why does the speaker use the example of Paris? 49. What advice is given with regards to watching TV news? What does a speaker say about news on the radio?